Hey brilliant souls, welcome back to Feminine Genius, your daily dose of smart woman strategy. I'm Riley Hart, and let's be honest, sometimes life feels like an overbooked calendar filled with requests, obligations, and well-meaning people who just don't seem to get the memo about personal space. Am I right? Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's crucial for your well-being, your sanity, and let's be real, your ability to rock your life. Setting boundaries with others. Because trust me, sis, learning to say no is not selfish, it's self-care on another level. Here are 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to help you master the art of boundary setting. 1. Know your worth. Before you can set boundaries, you've got to recognize your own value. You deserve respect, time, and energy. Think about what drains you, what makes you feel uncomfortable, or where you consistently compromise. Identify those areas where you need to reclaim your power. Remember, honey, you are a VIP, very important person. Treat yourself like it. 2. Clarity is king. Vague boundaries? It's like sending a text with no emojis, confusing and open to misinterpretation. Be crystal clear about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Don't leave room for guesswork. Whether it's time, emotional energy, or physical space, define your limits with confidence. 3. Practice makes perfect. Saying no can feel awkward at first, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. But like any skill, it gets easier with practice. Start small. Decline that extra errand, say, pass, on a social event you don't really want to attend, or politely decline a request that doesn't align with your priorities. 4. Embrace the art of not now. Sometimes you genuinely want to help but can't commit right now. That's okay. Learn to gracefully say, not now, and offer an alternative time or solution. This shows respect for both your needs and the other person's request. 5. Repeat after me. It's okay to be assertive. Girl, you are not a doormat. Being assertive is about expressing your needs and desires respectfully, without aggression or apology. Remember, it's not selfish to protect yourself and your well-being. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling a million tasks, when your coworker dumps yet another project on your already overflowing plate. Ever feel that sinking feeling, like your energy is about to drain completely? Instead of nodding along silently, which we've all done, imagine yourself calmly saying something like, I'd love to help, but I'm currently focused on these deadlines. How about we chat tomorrow and see how we can best prioritize? Quote dot, see the difference? That, not now, combined with a clear explanation shows you value your time while still being collaborative. You set a boundary without burning bridges. Okay, brilliant women, let's recap those key takeaways. Know your worth, be crystal clear about your boundaries, practice saying no, embrace the power of not now, and remember, it's okay to be assertive. Now go out there and own your space. I want you to think about a situation where setting a boundary would feel empowering. Maybe it's at work, with a friend, or even within your family. Take a moment to visualize yourself confidently stating your needs. You got this. Ready for more smart woman strategy? Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Feminine Genius. And if this podcast has sparked some fire in your soul, share it with your amazing friends and sisters. Let's empower each other, one boundary at a time. Until next time, stay fierce and fabulous.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.